from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
News Talk ZB, Andrew Dickens Sunday Cafe. It's time to go travelling with Megan Singleton. Morning, Megan.
Good morning. Sawadee ka, Andrew.
I beg your pardon. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, we're going to Thailand. Could you please repeat that for me so I can learn?
So girls say sawadee ka and guys say sawadee ka. Okay, so you always, no matter who you're addressing, it's the person that gives the greeting that has the car or car.
I hate that with language. When we get into the gender thing, you know, it's the same with French. You know, I learned quite a bit of French. And I'm like,
well, at least you can just keep your, once you've practiced your own greeting, it doesn't change, no matter who you're addressing. So,
beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff.
A bit easier. Yeah.
So we're talking about Bangkok and we're talking about Thailand. And a bit later on, Megan Singleton, we've got some exciting news to announce. But first, what do you see in Bangkok?
Right, well, I've done a little top 10 of things to see and do in Bangkok. And, of course, you've got to go to the temples. I'll get those out of the way first. The largest reclining Buddha is at Wat Pho, and the Grand Palace, which is amazing and definitely worth visiting, has the Buddha. But I've done a little roundup of a few off-the-beaten-track kind of things. A Klong tour. Now, a Klong is the name for a river. So you go on a longboat down the major Chao Phraya River and into the little tributaries where all of the locals live in houses on stilts, which is absolutely fascinating. And they're there on their verandas, they're waving. I saw, you know, someone sewing. Obviously, that's a little business they run out of there. Mm. And there's power lines that dangle perilously close to the water. And it's just a really, really great experience to see that sort of side of their lives.
It's like being part of a hangover movie.
Yeah. Well, that's where it was set. So, yeah, funny that. Now, in April, if you're heading up to Thailand anytime soon, mid-April is the Songkran Water Festival. Now, if you don't know about that, this is sort of the end. Basically, you will get saturated by water fights wherever you go. Okay, so if you don't want to get saturated, stay in your hotel. But the idea is that people are cleansing each other from any bad luck from the previous year and washing, you know, ready to go for the new year. So it's water fights and water bombs and high-pressure water guns, people going past on their scooters, squirting others, and it's a huge, great, fun time to be there and take photos with your waterproof camera. Now, if you're going to do any shopping, this is a tip, and you plan to go beyond Bangkok and then sort of come back through Bangkok, my suggestion is go out to your islands and do all that kind of cool stuff because the shopping out there is very same. So what you're going to get is just knock-off things and all the stalls are going to be fairly similar. In Bangkok, though, massive shopping malls with high street brands, huge labels, as well as all the little bric-a-brac and things that we know and love about Thailand. So do your shopping at the end so you don't have to lug all your purchases out to the islands with you. What have I got time for? A rooftop bar for outstanding views of the city as the lights twinkle, and I would recommend Sky Bar. And I've got 10 things there, from cooking classes to spa treatments and even kickboxing if you're into that sort of thing.
And that's all on bloggeratlarge.com. Yeah. Now, very shortly, you have an official function to do for Tourism New Zealand and the New Zealand government.
I know, I'm very excited. I'm going to be traipsing around behind the royal couple. So their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, that's how we address them, and I will be, and 500 other media, will be going all around New Zealand. And so my role is going to be to seed out stories about New Zealand to the international press. So to try and get some really great pickup on the cities and regions that they will be visiting, looking at our great innovations in different areas. And I'll be able to tell you a bit more about that next week when we meet all the media when they arrive into Wellington next Sunday. And then in time for the visit will start on Monday the 7th.
So we're going to get 2 weekends of coverage direct and live from the royal tour of their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, direct and live from Megan Singleton. This is fantastic stuff. I can't wait for next weekend.
And if I can take some cheeky selfies, I'll send them through.
Good on you. Speak next weekend from Wellington on the royal tour. Megan Singleton, News Talk ZB. It's 24 to 12.